Exercise 4. Since the early 17th century, humans have tried to find ways to live peacefully and prosperously with one another in the absence of a common notion of the good. This effort has been identified with liberalism, which has emphasized toleration, individual choice, and maximizing general utility through market mechanisms and government constraints. To this end, liberalism has treated all goods as effectively equal, interpreting them as merely the subjective preferences of individuals. This move entails recognizing and admitting that no good is better than any other good. My preference for justice or a moral life is thus essentially no different from my preference for an apple. Thus, no good, thing, process, activity, way of life, etc., in itself is special, sacred, or necessary. In principle, then, there can be no rational, as opposed to affective, ground for preferring one good over another.